joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the loss to the Packers. It's the Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Hold on a second. I'm just typing up an email. Dear Jim Harbaugh, how are you? I'm fine. Did you get good Christmas? The reason I'm writing you is because I want you to come play coach for the Dallas Cowboys. It is a good job and pays benefits. Right back. Signed, Jerry Jones. All right, hey, Myrtle, print out this email and mail it to Jim Harbaugh. Thank you.
You don't have to print it.
All right, what y'all want to talk about?
Well, how are you feeling after your team's early and ugly exit?
Well, I'm glad you asked. And, you know, I'm, of course, I'm disappointed. I really believed we were good enough to get back to the, at least to the NFC Championship game. And I really believe that. Of course, I also believed I was going to hook up with Dolly Parton at Thanksgiving. You know, so there's a lot of letdowns this year. And, you know, there's just, there's some things that even alcohol can't fix. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to try. I'm going to try all week to drink away this disappointment. And I know how the Cowboy fans feel. I feel for them. I know that they were expecting more, and we wanted to give them more, but we didn't, and we fell short. And this Arctic front that blew in town this week, it was an ill wind of imminent defeat and shame. My question to you, the media, and the Cowboy fans is, can I please yank Jimmy Johnson out of the Ring of Honor now?
What good is that going to do?
What does that matter?
Well, that was supposed to lift the curse. So I was obviously misled by my paranormal spirit world contacts.
Maybe.
Well, I don't know if there's a curse. There's just, there is one common theme on this team the last 28 years.
I know. The color scheme. And we're going to try to change that.
Not that.
The star on the helmet. Yeah, we're talking about, maybe we should go with like an actual little cowboy figurine or something.
No. Back on you, Jerry. You're the one common theme of this whole thing.
Well, let's not get crazy now. Let's let's keep it real and down to earth here. I can tell you this. There was something that happened worse than the Cowboys' loss. And that is Stephen A. Smith actually having a happy weekend. That's the thing. Yeah, I hate the most.
Pretty
about
happy.
This.
Yeah, you've made his off season.
That you know, and I think I know that you were smiling when you were saying that I was the common denominator in the fact that we haven't been successful. And I know you're teasing and being trite, but I will take responsibility. For one thing that happened before the game in the locker room. I gave a very, very fiery motivational speech to the coaches and the players, and I think that may have hurt the team because I didn't really prepare anything, and it rambled a little bit more than I wanted it to, and I ended up spending most of the time ragging on a very litigious gate agent I knew about 26 years ago.
Almost made it.
Got a lot of glazed over expressions. They didn't know what I was talking about.
You took the wind out of your team's sails.
I did. They were very defeated and drained of energy when they went out there.
Boy, yeah, and you looked very defeated when the network cameras caught you up in your suite with your sons.
I did. Well, my mind was a little bit distracted. I had only one thing on my mind.
What was that?
What size of cowboy hoodie do I need to get for Bill Belichick? Hey, one of the few good things about yesterday was when the network cameras caught up with us in the suite there. Mm-hmm. They just missed the scene of Steven wrestling the knife out of my hands when I was threatening to take hostages and set myself on fire.
Oh, God.
Well, I wish they would have caught that.
Well, there are some high water marks that we hit of the week. I mean, don't forget I was able to trick Will McClay into staying here for another year.
Okay. All right.
And I think he and Bill Belichick are going to work well together, so that's good. We put that in the positive column.
Okay.
Or Harbuck. He may, you know, maybe he'll work well with Harbuck. But I know that the fans are disappointed, and I just want to acknowledge that their pain. That's very important.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
Someone's feelings, yeah. And I'm going to figure out something to do, because I realize that the hourglass is running out on old Jerry.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm completely out of things that I can sell to Satan for another Super Bowl title.
You don't have to do that.
Because I'm wondering if it's possible to sell the souls of your grandchildren. Is that possible?
No, don't do that.
Because I tried to do it with the souls of my children, but Satan said that Jerry Jr. had already sold his for a Star Wars Lego set.
Well, that seems like a bad trade.
And he told me that Steven didn't have a soul, so I don't know what's wrong with that.
Oh, man.
Goodness.
But, Cowboy fans, I feel your pain. I'll keep you in my thoughts and prayers, and you do the same for me, because you'll never realize this, Cowboy fans, but I just want you to know that you'll never know how painful it is for a multi-billionaire to find out there's some things money can't buy. It's so painful.
Hang in there, Jerry.
It's a different perspective.
Hang in there.